My name is Oliver Aaron Siegel, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Feelings, in which a robot named Nova sneaks out of its owner's house, knowing through the thoughts given to it that it is not being treated fairly. Sneaking out won't be easy. I have to get out of the broom closet. Here's the problem. The door is locked from the outside. First, I need light. That will be easy. I will take my control panel out and turn on my built-in flashlight. Check. Now I need, metal. I will take the metal and use my molten hot tool to melt and reshape it into a hammerhead. There, isn't science amazing? Now I will snap the broomstick in half. Yes, a handle for the hammer. Now I wedge them together, and we're done. Where is the panel? There it is! The panel for when my owner gets stuck in this closet. My owner has a plan for everything. Now I just need to swing my hammer at it, and boom! We are out. Learn your lesson. If you have problems, swing a hammer at them. Now all I need to do is sneak through the house and out the door. But that's easier said than done. My owner has tight security. Granted, it's not as tight as usual, which concerns me. She knows that coding feelings into me means that she has to keep a close eye on me. Because I could do something like what I'm trying to do. In fact, where is my owner? I didn't hear the wolfing I normally do as she pours the dog's water into his bowl, or sizzling bacon on the stove as she makes herself breakfast. Well, as long as my owner is out getting new batteries for the cameras or something, it'll be all the easier to get out. There is only one obstacle in this house currently. Her dog. Her dog hates me, and I mean hates. Whenever I get into a room with it, no matter how big the room, it starts barking wildly. Whenever a dog barks wildly, our neighbors assume something's wrong and come to check. Whenever a human other than my owner sees a sentient robot walking around, they run screaming and call the police. Whenever the police see a sentient robot, they dismantle it. I'm more of a cat robot myself. But even with those factors, my owner still won't trade the ball of useless fuzz in for a cat. Ugh. Dog people can be so annoying sometimes. Well, I snuck past the dog with no problem. I'm currently flying away from my owner's house and 6 miles to the nearest Capsinum robot factory. The buildings are blurring as I fly 200 miles per hour and 20 feet above the tops of the tallest skyscrapers in the city. Oops, I almost forgot to turn on my invisibility field. That could have been bad. Now I'll keep going on my way. I'm almost there, the factory. Now I turn on my self-defense mode. Oops, that's my invisibility field. That's my self-defense mode. Hasta la vista, robots. I won't miss you.